Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWiT Live Special number 299, recorded September 1st, 2016. IFA 2016, Day 1. This TWiT Live Special is brought to you by LiveU Solo. For an affordable, easy-to-use, broadcast-quality online streaming solution, go solo. Learn more at get.liveu.tv/TWiT. When is a tech show better than a tech show? Or when you're here before the show actually starts. We're here in Berlin, Germany for IFA, the second largest show in the world, the first largest in Europe for the press days. This is the super special content, folks. Behind the scenes, the newest of the new. If you want to know what's going on at IFA, you need to be here before it actually starts. I'm Father Robert Ballasaire, the digital Jesuit here for TWiT TV. And without further ado, let's get straight to the tech. In a world of cheap electronics and, well, speakers that are pretty much every device we own, it can be easy to think of a wireless speaker as anything that emits sound. But true audiophiles know that real sound needs not just technology, not just design, but passion for sound, which is why we're here at Bang & Olufsen. And I'm speaking with Marie Schmidt, who's going to tell us why the BO Sound 1 and 2 are the next devices you need in your audio space. Marie, tell me a little bit about these devices. You just presented them. They're going to be released to the world. They're beautiful, beautiful devices. And as we know, with Bang & Olufsen, they sound great. What went into the design?
So first and foremost, we always start by trying to understand what is the actual purpose of what we do. And from there, we relentlessly pursue that ambition. And with this one, it was to create speakers that would fit into a flexible lifestyle. So anything from how you operate the product to the way that it looks, that it has no direction, and the way that it disperses sound in 360 degrees is what's really been, we've really pursued in this product. And then keeping it that simple. I mean, really the virtues of what Bang & Olufsen represents when it comes to design, craftsmanship, putting it all together, that has been the ambition, and we're pretty proud about where we are today.
Well, you should be, because walking into your booth, these aren't just speakers. I mean, they are works of art. They are beautiful. They come in all these beautiful colors from the rose pink all the way up to this sort of DeLorean stainless steel look. And the sound was absolutely phenomenal. I could not believe that this tiny little device, sounded as good as it did, that it had as rich a bass as it did. But then again, we shouldn't be surprised, because that's what B&O is known for.
I would say that is the magic of our acquisitions, that, I mean, we have some of the world's best acquisitions working back home in Denmark, in Struer, and they've put a lot of work into this, right? And I think that what they do, I mean, for Bang & Olufsen, it's not about loudness in our speakers, it's about clarity, it's about what we're trying to do, and really try to understand what the speaker is supposed to do for people, and design from that, both when, and when we talk about design, it's not just about how it looks, it's about how it looks, how it works, how it feels, and how it sounds. So that needs to come together, and it's not about compromises, it's about creating a synthesis between the things we want to achieve. And this is the result. It's very, I mean, it's music. I mean, we have a lot of customers who want, you know, sound devices to disappear, right? And our take is that the only solution is not to build it into the walls, right? But if you look at a speaker like that, it's super clean. You don't have any graphics on it. It's just tight. It sits there, and it will fit beautifully in with the rest of the things that you put into your living space.
Our audience is pretty techie, so they're going to look at this and wonder exactly how they're built. They are Wi-Fi connected, so you can stream to them. Right now, I believe you've got Google built into it. You can use it with your iTunes account. You can stream to it via Bluetooth devices. They're designed to be flexible, so I can start with one and then add another one for the kitchen and another one for the workroom. And in that sense, I'd say your biggest competitor, the one that's closest to your functionality, would be a company like Sonos, yes?
So Sonos has done an amazing job with what they've done. I think, in all honesty, having, you know, multi-room systems is an expectation in the market these days. So I'd say that there are more players out there. I think the whole idea here, and one of the reasons that we really teamed up with Google, is to ensure that we can be as open as possible to give people the freedom of choice on what they want to bring into their system. And yes, Sonos is a competitor. There are so many other competitors. I think it's, I mean, if you go with Bang & Olufsen, you're driven by passion. You're driven by a love of quality. You want the best of the best. And there are so many other things at stake when you buy us. So there are a lot of competitors out there. But we really try to be focused on what we need to do and for how what our customers want, and not so focused on what the other guys are bringing to market. I think that's what keeps us on edge, is that we really spend time trying to understand how people live. What are the needs? How do we fit into that? And that's basically the Bang & Olufsen magic, putting all of that together and really taming technology so it fits into the living space.
You don't have to convince me about the magic, because I have heard these sound off. I've seen how they work. The controls are intuitive. It's fantastically designed. But let me be honest with you, they're a little bit pricey. We're talking about over 1,000 euro all the way up to 1,600 euro for the larger one. Where do you see this being popular? Who's going to be the customer that says, this is the solution I want, and I'm willing to pay a little bit of an extra premium to get something that looks beautiful?
I think in the world of consumer electronics, there's a lot of novelty, right? And novelty wears off. I think what we try to do is create objects that people want to keep. And therefore, I think that there are decisions and compromises we're not willing to take in the process. I mean, we do not try to hit and target everyone, but we really try to understand the customers that we serve and give them, you know, the best of the best of the quality, nailing that exact use case, what the product is supposed to do. And, I mean, we really put in an effort of not, you know, hitting the right price point. We really work hard to strip away things that add costs. And at the end of the day, I mean, we come out with products where we say, okay, this is the best possible product we can do at the best possible price.
Maria, I'm going to tell our audience that the best place that they can find these is the showroom, the local showroom that will have them. And the first time that they play them, I think they'll understand where that price goes into, where the quality comes from. But if they wanted to find out more online, if they wanted to see your entire line, not just the BO sound that you introduced, but also the TV, where should they go?
Go to bangandolufsen.com they're there, and you can have the full story around the design philosophy, the sound tuning, how you can add to the system, how they work, and you can also find your local stores. So that's the best place to go right now.
Thank you very much for speaking with us. Thank you for sharing your technology and your products. Folks, this is the BO sound. It's not a speaker. It's quality that you can keep. So, you want to get into 3D printing, maybe some 3D scanning, but you don't know where to start. That's why I'm here with Xin Yi at the XYZ table, who's going to tell us what they're doing for the beginning printer. Now, Xin Yi, this is the Mini. Now, the Mini is sort of, your entry level. Tell me a little bit about it. Tell me who it's for.
Yes, exactly. This is our newest, latest model, the 3D printer, DaVinci Mini. The DaVinci Mini is perfectly for home use, for families with children who's going to make their own choice, creating things that they have in their mind, and making use of our free software, XYZ Maker. They can create really their own ideas into something that they can print out.
Now, at $299, it really is at a beginner's price point. This is something that they can get their hands on, get started, download a few things from Thingiverse or from XYZ, and just see how the 3D printing process works. But once they get past this and they want something a bit more meaty, we've got this unit. Now, anyone who's watched Know How or Before You Buy on Twit TV, you know what this is. It looks like an XYZ DaVinci Junior, but with a twist. If you remember, the DaVinci Junior was a single filament printer. I see two filament tubes going into this, and yet there's only one head. What's going on in here?
Exactly. This is the latest technology that we have. The DaVinci Junior range is a very successful 3D printer range, and we are extending that range. That means for every 3D printer user, we want to make the most suitable 3D printer for the user. So this is a very targeted strategy. A lot of users want to experiment also more colors, and this is a very interesting new development, because besides that you can make the colors very clearly divided, we have also a color blending machine which is guiding two different colors into one extruder and printing it out like this.
I love this technology because I use a dual head printer, but all it can do is give me different layers of color. the fact that you're using two different feeds into a single head means I can get great color separation, or if I want to, I can blend. And this is unlike anything else I've seen on the market. I know how much the DaVinci Junior, the original one, cost. What is this going to set me back?
This printer will be available in late autumn, and it will be on Europe for $579. Street price.
Of course, one of the things that we've always enjoyed about XYZ is the fact that they have an entire line of products. It's not just beginner or intermediate products. They also have the big boy. Now, the Pro has been updated since the last time we took a look at it. I believe CES 2 years ago. Tell me, what can I do if I wanted to go Pro?
I have to say that this 3D printer is one of the best-selling for the maker group. Let's say the users who are really advanced in 3D printing. This is a complete package. Instead of only 3D printing, you can now also 3D scan. And even with the laser engraver that you can engrave your own images on leather, on paper, on carton. More something extra that you can use for in one machine. So I would say this is the most advanced whole package for 3D printers.
I love this because it really has more teaching options. Yes, you can teach people how to print with PLA. This will also do ABS. And if you wanted to do something a little bit different, you use the laser engraver, which will teach you CNC skills. So it's not just 3D printing. It's not just 3D scanning. It's a little bit more. Now, I'm almost afraid, how much is the Pro going to set me back?
Okay, hold your chair, because even with the whole package, you can stay below 1,000 euro.
Not bad at all. Now, one of the things that our audience has pointed out whenever we've reviewed XYZ products is that the filament does have an NFC chip in it. Are you keeping that in this line? Is that still something that they'll have to make sure to get XYZ filament to make these work properly?
Well, there is a reason. I will go back to the DaVinci Mini because that one has an NFC tag, because that we are selling to a very new beginner level. So I would say primary school, secondary school, they get more knowledgeable. But when they grow up for more experience, we have this printer. The DaVinci Pro is an open source. That means it accepts also other printers, other brands' filaments. So that one with the NFC tag is taking away a lot of worries, because the tag consists actually all the information, temperature, what kind of filament you have. That same theory we have built it in for the entry level range, but for the Pro range it's open source, so the users can choose what they want to use for.
And for me, that's fair enough. It tells me if I'm entry level, I want something that has a couple of crutches. It's a little bit safer for me to work. By the time I get up to the Pro, it means I know what I'm doing. Now, one last bit, something that we have not seen from XYZ before, is a full body scanner, right, folks? Wouldn't you love to be able to take a scanner out into the real world and make a 3D model of yourself or any other object? Sinyi, what are you holding?
I'm holding the new XYZ printing handheld scanner. This allows you to scan you full body or only the hat or any object.
When they want to find out more information about XYZ, when they want to find out more about this entire line of product, when they want to find out where they could get everything from the beginning level all the way up to the Pro, all the way up to the scanner, where should they go online?
They should go online to eu.xyzprinting.com. There is full information, product sheets, images, and even an access to download our software for free, and access to the XYZ gallery, which is full of 3D models that you can download. And, of course, print.
Sinyi, thank you very much for speaking with us. Thank you for sharing your technology. And, folks, printing, ABC, is easy as XYZ. If you've been at all interested in drones, you know what these are before you. These are the pride of the DJI fleet. But what if I told you that they took their expertise with drone photography and they turned it into this? This is the Osmo. Specifically, this is the upgraded version of the Osmo that gives you a few more intelligent features. I'm speaking with Adam of DJI, who's going to explain why this is the only camera mount you'll ever need. Adam, obviously this is a mount for your smartphone. Obviously there's some sort of connectivity, interactivity, the same way that they would have with the Phantom 4. But exactly why do you believe the Osmo is the product that they should have?
The Osmo. Well, first of all, welcome to Berlin and welcome to our booth in Berlin at IFA. Why do I think this is a great product? You have a huge installed base of cell phone users, of smartphone users, both iOS and Android. So this is a natural product for people who already have a phone.
What I love about this is that you have leveraged all of DJI's experience with gimbals, because the thing about the DJI drones is that they give us those butter smooth shots that we all love so much, which requires a little bit of intelligent electronics. Not only do you need a gimbal, not only do you need a way to isolate vibration, but in the case of this, you need a way to interface it with the smartphone so that you enable things like smart tracking. Tell me, how does the smart tracking work? What do I lock into, and what does it enable me to do?
Right. So there is an algorithm going on inside there. There's a lot going on in there, and you just pointed it out yourself. To get a balance for all different kinds of smartphones, you have to really have the sensitivity algorithm down. For the tracking, you also have to have the same kind of algorithm going. Just like on our drones, the Phantom 4, for example, it's able to recognize a shape, a face, for example, and stay locked onto that face. It needs to know. It needs to be pre-programmed so that it can identify shapes, but also not just as they are, but as they're moving and as they change shape when they're moving.
Now, this ultimately means that I could take this Osmo and I could tell it, this is the object I want you to follow, and then it will stay locked in. No matter where I take the phone, no matter what direction I point it in, it will try to keep that object in view and in sight. The other thing that I can do with this, and I love this, you've got these quick controls that, again, since the phone is paired with the Osmo, allows me to do this. And suddenly I'm strafing. I've got video that isn't just following an object, but now it's sort of following a line. These are the kind of things that I think people may not understand when they're being told, but the minute that you pick this up, you understand that this is what I want.
Well, it's almost, I would say, this is what you need. If you shoot video on your smartphone, most of us shoot photos on our smartphone, but if you really want to shoot video on your smartphone, even with software stabilization, what you're going to get is a lot of movement, a lot of vibration. And the thing about the Osmo Mobile from DJI is that you're able to, it is able to detect the difference between a natural movement and a vibration and adjust for the vibration and remove that vibration. Very, very smart, sensible. If you like to shoot on the move, this is a very good product for that.
Some people may not realize, because, again, they focused on the drone side of DJI, that gimbals and camera mounts is in your lineage. I mean, you've got some great products at CES, at NAB, for professional videographers, for things like RED camera setups. This kind of takes the experience from both the aerial side and the photography side. But our viewers are going to be wondering, well, this must mean it's going to cost a lot of money. I mean, some of those gimbal setups can go for thousands and thousands of dollars. What does the Osmo go for?
Well, first, I love the way you talk about the lineage of our products, because that's exactly how we see it. Yes, at the beginning, when you buy a professional rig that we develop, it does cost thousands of dollars. However, something like this, now this is aimed at the consumer, this is going to run $299.
See, that's unbelievable. The fact that I could pick up something like this, which just a year ago would at least be $6,000-$7,000. Oh, tell me, if they wanted to find out more about the Osmo, if maybe they wanted to get one right now, where can they go?
They could go to store.dji.com on the internet.
Well, Adam, thank you very much. I know what the next review for know-how needs to be. Thank you for your time. Thank you for hosting us here at DJI. Again, folks, this is the future, and the future is smart. If you've been following me for a while, you know that I'm a big fan of Acer. In fact, this Acer S7 has been my daily driver for years. It's the machine that I use for wood processing, for web surfing, and yes, even for video editing. I love it because it's small, because it's light, because it's powerful, and because it's got battery life unlike any other notebook I've ever had. Of course, this is old news. Acer has something new in this. This is the Swiss 7, the new hotness in lightness. Now, this is an i5 processor, an aluminum unibody, 9+ hours of battery life, all in a computer that is sexier than sexy. This is definitely going to be the choice for those professionals who want power on the go and a little bit of style to go with it. But then there's the other side of the Twit Army. There are those folks who don't care about thin, who don't care about light. What they want is crazy powerful. And folks, I don't get to often say this, but we found the most powerful notebook on the planet. I'm speaking with Steve from Acer, who's going to show us what a curved 21-inch monitor can do for your gaming experience. Steve, we love the Predator.
Thanks.
Me and my co-host, we've tested Predator notebooks, Predator desktops. We love the line, we love the styling, but what on God's good earth made you make this?
Sure. So we really wanted to focus on design. We know that we need to differentiate our brand from the competition, and it is there's heated competition right now in the gaming market. So what we did is we took all of our engineers and design team and we threw them in a room and we locked the door and we said, you can't come out until our jaws are on the floor. So what they came back with was this, the Predator 21X. This is the world's first notebook that has a curved display. 21-inch, 21:9 aspect ratio. This is the absolute most immersive gaming experience you can have today on the market.
Now, we have seen the Predator 17. It's actually one of my favorite. In fact, I bought one after I reviewed it because I needed power on the go. There are a couple of things that people will notice about this. The first is this beautiful 21-inch curved monitor. Yeah, that's a little bit of an eye-catcher. But then the overall design, this is really a desktop replacement. There have been desktop replacements in the past, but this is the full-size keyboard, all the peripherals, all the ports that you would expect out of a Predator desktop. How did you squeeze that into this form factor without destroying your power / thermal heat budget?
Sure. So it was really difficult. In order to combine this, I mean, this is a monitor. It's eye tracking. It's Core i7, 7th gen, by the way. Two NVIDIA GTX 1080s running in SLI. I mean, this is desktop power, desktop components, including monitor, mechanical keyboard. We need a serious cooling system in order to run all of these components, which we will also be overclocking, of course. So in order to do that, we have 5 fans inside, including 3 of our metal AeroBlade fans. And you can actually see one of the AeroBlade fans running here in the device through this beautiful glass display window that we've included for fun. I mean, it looks beautiful. With this cooling system, we are definitely going to have best-in-class performance. And this will certainly rival any of the top-end gaming desktops that you may have. So while this may look like a very large device for a laptop, it is going to be that entire gaming setup. So we're very, very happy to be able to take all of these intense components and pack them into one device.
We've got a really geeky audience, and some of them are going to go, oh, wait, 1080? No, don't you mean 1080M? But there is no mobile part for the 1280.
Sure. So what's happened is NVIDIA has now, with their launch of the 10 series, they've removed the M from their marketing. So we now have the 1080 and the 1080 desktop and mobile GPU. The reason they did this is because the power is now on par. There's maybe a few percent difference due to, you know, various crazy technical things. But essentially, you are going to get the same performance in the game. So what that means is that if your gaming desktop has two 1080s in SLI, this also has two 1080s in SLI. So unless you're overclocking, this is going to be more powerful than your desktop.
One of the things that people will notice whenever they talk about a powerful notebook is that it seems more and more that we've just taken a gaming desktop and we've slapped a monitor onto it and we've made it portable. But as you've already mentioned, it's a bit more complex than that. I mean, when you're trying to put all those components into a really tight space, you are going to have to make sure that you deal with things like cooling and things like power variance. As you've taken all the components that go into both of those systems and to put it into a small package. So my question to you is, where does this go next? This almost feels like one of those concept cars that you will never be sold, but this is actually making it to the market.
Right.
Where can Acer Next take this? Is it going to be three-way 1080s? Are you going to be putting two processors with 8 cores each into it? What is next in the Predator lineup?
Sure. So right now we can see clearly that the trend is immersion. That's what the demand is right now in the gaming market. So this represents the most immersive experience we can provide. So we've included new technology such as eye tracking. Now, in the future, we expect a lot of these components to become smaller and more efficient, which means we can take what is now not super portable and make it more portable. So that's one way we can push it. But we also want to make sure that we leave space to design products that include the best of the best and the highest end components. So we've done the best possible notebook that we can do. So we may want to stay tuned to see what Predator may have to offer in other categories.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for being cryptic. And also thanks for making me watch my email box for the next month, figuring out what that is. Okay. Brass tacks, there's going to be people who want this. Pricing and availability.
Sure. So we haven't announced official pricing yet. We will do so towards the end of the year when pre-orders become available. So you can look for it around holiday time frame. We will be doing pre-orders through our official Acer store.
And if they want to find out more about the Predator lineup, all of the Predators, both in desktops, in notebooks, and in monitors, where can they go?
Acer.com/Predator.
Steve, thank you very much for talking to us. Thank you for sharing this with me and letting me take it home. It'll be this should just fit into my carry-on luggage. And folks, if you're looking for power, you don't need a notebook. You need a Predator. We're going to get right back to the action here at the Press Day at IFA 2016. But before we do that, let's go ahead and take a moment to thank the sponsor of this Twit Live special. There are people who are wondering how we get this live to the stream. And if you were watching late at night over in California or a little bit earlier in the East Coast, you were probably wondering how we got these live images, how we got this video, and how it looked all so good. Well, folks, it's all live view. Oh, I understand. When you started off, you did your podcast with a camera phone. Maybe if you were professional, you got yourself a little bit of a setup that could stream over the internet. But once you're all grown up, once your subscribers have gone through the roof, once you become super popular, you need something a bit more professional. You need a LiveView Solo. Now, the LiveView Solo is the best way to get your content to the internet, to the people who are watching, to the eyeballs and to the ears who are going to make you into a star. Oh, it's not just a way to stream. It's a way to combine multiple connections. And anyone who's ever tried to do bandwidth inside of a place like a convention center knows how important it is to be able to take multiple sources, maybe a couple of cell phone connections, maybe Wi-Fi, maybe even Ethernet, and bond them together. Well, that's exactly what LiveView lets you do with the proprietary technology. They use the LiveView Reliable Transport. It's a unique transmission protocol that guarantees consistent and reliable connectivity. That means no buffering, it means no stuttering, it means no failed transmissions. They'll always get your content to where it needs to be. Oh, I wasn't a believer. When we first used this system at CES a few years ago, I thought, okay, well, we'll try it for a day and then it's going to fail and we'll go back to the tried and true method of shooting and then downloading. Well, no, it was rock solid. And better than that, it gave our editors real-time access to the footage so that they could make better decisions about how they cut together each of our specials. Well, we have since then changed over entirely. We're believers, and we think you should be too. It's no wonder that the Huffington Post, along with us, turns to the plug-and-play solution of LiveView for all of their content. They, like Twit, have decided that if we're going to stream, we're going to do it right. Now, LiveView Solo is available now in the United States and will be soon available in Europe. So, if you are a professional, or if you're trying to be professional, if you have content that needs to be seen, if you want to reach viewers in real time, try the LiveView. You can share sports, music, and other live events on the web with the LiveView Solo. You can do it over your CDN of choice, and you can do it with a solution that is the size of a small backpack. Learn more at getliveview.tv/twit. That's get.liveview.tv/twit, and start streaming today. Again, that's get.liveview.tv/twit. And we thank LiveView for their support of this Twit Live special. There's been a lot of talk over the last few months over curved monitors. Yes, they look cool. Yes, they're interesting. Yes, it's technology that we haven't seen before. But what really are they for? Well, here at IFA, at the Acer booth, we found out exactly what they're for. My host, Cranky Hippo, is here playing Need for Speed, and what you see is probably the best demonstration of what curved monitors can do, especially in a multi-monitor setup. Now, games like Need for Speed, games like Rocket League, are being set up so that you get this wonderful view of what it would actually be like to be in a cockpit. It's not just that flat screen that's dead in front of you, but you have your peripheral vision from the right and the left. Now, to make this work, it's not just simply a matter of hooking up a lot of monitors, because that, while it looks nice, is not going to give you the experience. You need software that's been designed to give you slightly different views on the left and the right so that it actually mimics what you get with your peripheral vision. You're also going to want a certain piece of technology called G-Sync. It's going to make sure that you're not going to get frame shearing between the screens as the frame rate rises. Oh, this is only going to be possible when you've got really powerful desktops, something like the Acer Predator that we're playing on right now. And again, you are going to need a large workspace in order to make this a complete experience. But I will say this. After looking at this, after playing this game, after seeing what it does for the gaming experience, once you've gone with curved multiple monitors, you won't want to go back. Now, you know, we could leave day one without showing you at least one drone. And that's why we're here at Unique. Now, you may not have heard Unique, but they are a historied company that comes back from real aircraft manufacturing. And they've given us this. No, not a stylish bag. It's a selfie drone. That's right. They've put all of their expertise into creating the Breeze. I'm here with Frank Muller, who's going to explain why the Breeze is the selfie that you want in your bag. Frank, what exactly is this?
Yeah, basically, it's a flying camera. It's like it has a 4K camera. You can swivel that. You can. It has a GPS, full, very precise GPS system. It has an optical flow indoor flying system, which simulates the GPS. What it is basically is a very spontaneous drone because you can take it with you wherever you want to.
One of the things that people love doing with drones is they love taking pictures, but the selfie aspect has always been a bit more difficult because it needs to be close, it needs to follow you, it needs to get the right angles, and that's tricky. The software and the hardware to make that happen is not all that easy. What are the unique things about the Breeze that you've created that allow me to fly indoors with confidence, to not worry about bumping into things, trees, or people?
The drone has different flight modes. You can fly it manually. You can just switch it to follow me. You can say orbit around me. It's all very easy. You just put some sliders, say flying that height, flying that distance from me, and then it flies around you or follows you or flies away from you, comes back to you. So it's kind of very easy to steer.
Well, the last time that we interviewed Unique was at NAB, I believe, a year and a half ago, where we saw their Typhoon line, and the Typhoons were incredibly impressive. Fantastic vehicles that had their own built-in camera and an FPV system. When they're flying something like the Breeze, is it really designed to be sort of a toss and release drone or something more for indoor cinematographers?
Oh, it's for outdoor and indoors. So this, because it has GPS, you can fly. It's not for that epic shoots that you can do with the Typhoon H, but it's, you can fly it up to 80 meters high and 100 meters away. And this is still a very great perspective. I mean, most houses are not bigger than 30 meters.
All right, let's go through the specs. Now, of course, it's nice, it's foldable, it's portable, it's easy to tuck away into your bag. But what kind of flight time am I going to get? Of course, it's 4K resolution, but where's that going to store it? Exactly how will people use the Breeze?
So first to the flight time, it's 12 minutes with one battery. But as you can see, the battery is very easy to change. You can just put your spare battery inside and then you can go.
As far as people shooting video, I believe it's in 4K, but how easy is it to download off the Breeze?
You have several possibilities. First of all, you see the live picture on your smartphone. Then you have a preview on your smartphone and you can say, download this to me. So that goes wireless. And if you want, you can also take just the USB connection here and put it directly to your laptop.
All right, the big question will be pricing and availability. If people wanted to start taking 4K selfies, if they wanted a drone from a company that has designed the real thing, how much is it going to cost and when can they get it?
It will be $4.99 and they can get it from next Monday.
Fantastic. Now, if they wanted to find out more about the Breeze or more about any of the products from Unique, where should they go?
Unique.com, several languages, a lot of information about all our products.
Thank you very much for sharing your technology. And folks, if you're looking for a selfie drone, it's a Breeze. Now, if you're an active individual, you know that it's good to have metrics. What's your heart rate? What's your pulse ox? Exactly how many reps have you done? Which is why Jabra made this. Now, this is their Sports Pulse, a fantastic device that has built-in sensors that allow you to have a more complete view of your exercise regime. But what if I told you that they made an even better product, one that did all of those things but removed the wires? That's exactly why I'm here at Jabra to explain what this is.
The product here is called the Jabra Elite Sport. This is our new true wireless earbuds that comes with all of the functionality of our prior sports products. So it not only comes with a heart rate sensor, it also comes with our motion sensor that will actually automatically count your reps. And the heart rate sensor, together with a very complex set of algorithms, will also provide you with your VO2 max situation. So it will give you a complete look at your health and fitness situation, and it can also provide with you optimum sound and really cool call quality as well.
Now, what I like about this is not just that you've cut the cords, but that you've done a few things going back to your lineage as an audio company, a company that has made hearing aids, to make people a little safer. Now, let me give you an example. Let's say you're running. Now, if you're running and you're out in the environment, out in the real world, you don't want to be completely closed off. You don't want those earbuds to make it unsafe. You can't hear a car. You can't hear people coming up behind you. What have you done to eliminate that problem?
Well, a couple of things, but we actually included some of the Jabra-specific audio pass-through capability, meaning that if you really want some ambient sound to pass through because you really want to be traffic safe wherever you are, what you really want to do is just tap the earbud a couple of times and it will open up for the ambient sound inside. It won't shut off your call. It won't shut off your music. It will just open up for more sound to come out from the inside, making you completely safe on the road.
I love the fact that I can choose how much of that ambient noise comes in. Yep. Because it means that if, say, someone comes up to me to have a conversation at the gym, I don't have to pull my earbuds out. I just tap a button, and I can have the conversation while it continues to monitor me.
That's right. And one of the things that Jabra is really good at is provide interaction with your earbuds so you don't have to interact with your phone. We introduced this on our sports range over here, where we actually provided a sports button on the earbud, meaning that you could actually interact with your training circuit on your phone without going to your phone. There's nothing worse than being in the gym and have to run to your phone every time, right? And this also comes with that functionality.
Of course, this is Bluetooth connected back to your device, your mobile device. Is it Android and iOS compatible?
Totally. It's compatible with all of your Bluetooth devices.
I love this. Folks, not only is it a fantastic headset, not only is it safer, but it gives you the metrics that other sports and wearable products don't. Thank you for sharing your technology. Thank you for sharing your time. Now, folks, if you want to get serious about your exercise regime, maybe you need to include some Jabra. We've all grown to love the cameras on our phones, but what if I told you that you could make a picture that was better than an iPhone, almost to the quality of a DSLR with a simple attachment? Well, folks, that's exactly what you can do here. Imagine being able to zoom in on a night scene without any loss of resolution, without massive pixelization, without a lot of gain artifacting. That's exactly what you get with the DXO1. I'm here with Jean-Marc, who's going to explain the technology that goes behind making what I would consider the best attachment for your iPhone. Jean-Marc, what is the DXO1?
So the DXO1 is basically the tiniest camera with the highest quality, both together. What we wanted to do was to have a DSLR quality camera in the size of a car key, because the car key is one of the things that you always have with you, and we all know that the best camera is the one that you always have with you. What we wanted to do with the DXO1 is to get the best of the best in this range, and that's what we have achieved in terms of size. You see that it's this little camera here, and it's made out high technology in terms of sensor. We have a 1-inch format sensor, 20 million pixel, with an incredible lens, with an aperture up to 1.8, 6 blades, so it means that you can adjust the iris, and you have the full control. It's a 32 millimeters equivalent in terms of focal length, very good for street photography and reporting. And this camera is shooting RAW files. The thing is that DXO is really specialized in improving the image quality. Actually, you may not know, but the technology from DXO is already present in more than 300 million mobile devices to date. I'm not allowed to tell you with which camera, which brand we are working, but that's a reality. And then we kind of put these little camera modules under steroids, and we increase the size of the sensor up to the 1-inch format, which is 7 times bigger than the sensor of an iPhone, hence 10 times the sensibility in terms of light.
Now, we were talking earlier about how this works, the specs that are involved, and it's fantastic. Again, you say it's that 1-inch sensor, which, again, with all that extra pixelage, it means that you get more sensitivity. It means that you can zoom into pictures without losing any of the resolution that you would expect from a camera phone. But more than that, this is a module that attaches to the smartphone, your iPhone, which takes advantage of the beautiful screen of the onboard processing allows you to take a smaller version, a JPEG version, onto the phone while keeping the RAW in the DX01, which means that if I'm a professional photographer, I can go back later, I can retouch, I can make things look better, make them look attuned to my taste without having to go through all the process of taking a JPEG and transferring it over. But show me, how difficult is it for me to connect this to my camera and start shooting?
Okay, so it's very difficult. It's going to take a while. Let's start it. So basically, I just open it up like this, right? Go all the way down, and then you have this connector popping out. Just connect it like this, right? This connector is an Apple connector, so it's meant to be very consistent. We have also security. You will never break neither your iPhone or the DxO1 because we have a mechanical fuse, 3 patents on it from DxO, so you can just rearm it and you're going again to shoot, right? I just start the app like this, launch the app, and then I'm ready to go with this swivel allowing to shoot from the belly level like with an old Rolleiflex, very comfortable, you know, and you're not cut from your topic. You can shoot like this. It's very, very nice for street photography, for instance. And if you go into the crowd, then you can switch and shoot like this, where everybody is fighting. You are in the best position, like a periscope, right? Shooting horizontal, but looking at from the bottom, okay? And you can even shoot on the side, faking that you are shooting in front of you, but you are shooting Michael on my side here, right? So that's the way it works. It is a connected camera. It means that I have all the features here exactly on a DSLR, like on a DSLR, and I can share the image I'm shooting right away. Trigger, and then tapping here, going to the gallery, and the photo I just shoot, I can share it because I have access to the share kit from Apple. So I can share the photo right away. Those 20 megapixels, I can share them. And this has been taken with a 1-inch format sensor, 1.8 aperture, so I have the bokeh effect, you know, the blurry background, exactly on like on a big camera, which is not the case on a smartphone. And then, what is new, is this was a connected camera, like physically connected. And now, since yesterday, we are introducing a new thing, which is a wireless distant remote control. It's very simple. I just go there, and I have a choice between an existing Wi-Fi, and what is new and different from any other cameras is that since your iPhone is already connected to your indoor network, could be at home or at the office, then what you can do is sharing the credential to the DxO1. You don't have to enter a WPA key or whatever and messing around. And then I can be in a full remote control. And when I say a full remote control, we have exactly the same app as when we were physically connected. We have exactly 100% of all the controls, right? It's not like a subset of the settings and I can just trigger. I have everything there. And there is no lag, as you can see. The only clue that is different is this rectangular in green, like when you share your screen on Skype, right? And it's a full control. I can either trigger from the physical shutter release or from the app. The good thing with this technology is that if I'm indoor on the same LAN, it means that I can put my camera at the 7th floor and control it from the lobby. That's easy. And then I can also do direct connection, meaning that I have the same kind of modes as any kind of action cams. I can create a hotspot on the DxO1, share the credential to the iPhone, and go outside where there is no existing network. The network is created by the DxO1. This is brand new, and this comes with a full set of accessories for a full new range of image-making experiences. That's really fun. That's really nice. It's really what we wanted to do with the DxO1.
Dang, I was going to say that this makes it almost as good as a DSLR, but if you're into Instagram, if you're into phone pictures, this is actually far, far better. You can get so much more quickly from photograph to sending it out to wherever you want it to be with this rather than with a professional level DSLR. Now, if they wanted to find out more about the DxO1, if they wanted to find out more about your sensor technology, if they wanted to find out more about the features that you rolled out here at IFA 2016, where would be the best place for them to go?
So we have our website, obviously. So you can go to www.dxo.com. You will see all the explanations about the technology, about what is DxO. Again, the technologies from DxO are present in more than 300 million devices to date. So you already have a bit of DxO in your pocket, I'm guessing, right? And then you can find more details about our technology, what's behind, what is our dynamic to make this world a better photographic world.
Folks, 20 megapixel raw 4K video, the ability to connect it to your iPhone and use it remotely. All of this has got to cost a lot of money, right? $1,000, $2,000. Tell me, what's the pricing and availability?
$499.
There you have it, folks, here at IFA 2016. If you speak camera, DxO1 is camera ease for damn. In just 14 hours, this entire venue will be packed, shoulder to shoulder with the general public who want to see what you just saw. Now, IFA isn't just a gathering of technologies. It's a gathering of the passions. And that's exactly what we showed you on this press day, this preview day, this behind-the-scenes IFA day. Now, we want to thank LiveView for their support of this Twit Live special and all of our Twit Live special. It was through their generosity that we get to show you this event live. Don't forget to go to live.twit.tv. You can see our coverage starting around midnight Pacific time. Until then, I'm Father Robert Ballester, the digital Jesuit with Twit TV, saying goodbye from IFA 2016, day one.